My name's Troy Seiss. I'm from Zuni Pueblo. The reason why I picked the old Zuni Ola is because it has a Zuni background. The motifs that you see on here, it has the frog or the horny toad on it, and then the red designs that you see going up and down, or they're rain clouds. Even the lines symbolize rain and earth. And the rain clouds, and then these are rainbird designs around the animal figure that you see in the center. So these are all water symbols. Us Zuni people that come from the southwest in the desert, we're always praying for water. And water is also, a sacred thing for us Pueblo people. There's all sorts of uses that they can use for these pottery. Some of them in different sizes, from small ones they could store seeds, and on to medium sizes they could store bigger items, or big amounts of water. They use them for several different religious objects. So everything is connected with the pottery here. There's so much that went on to make this pot. There's the plants that you have to go find to boil to make the pigments, the different colors that you see on here. And even the clay that you go harvest from the hillside, you just don't go and dig it out of the hillside. You have to say your prayers, and then you have to give an offering to Mother Earth, and then you take it from Mother Earth. And if she's willing to give it to you, she'll give it to you. But if you're not worthy enough, she's gonna make it hard for you to take that clay, and even trying to make the slip and the, you know, the, 'cause there's a process when you make the clay before you make the pot. Even the way that the lines and everything is done on it, it's everything has a purpose. With the knowledge that they knew from back then, I think they were more humble. It was all about respect, about who you are as a person and how you need to treat your life and just Mother Earth and everything in it to give it respect. And if I were to meet the artist, I just wouldn't ask the knowledge of their pottery. I would probably sit down and ask them all the things that we've forgotten, because there's a lot that we've forgotten.